So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the case of a Nazir who became a Mitzayra in the middle of his term. Whether you may Sifra V'Gamrei, the days of Tumas Mitzayra are included in the Minyan Naziris, the days of Naziris, and Rav Chisda made the following distinction. Ben Naziris Mu'etes Ein Oilen Loi. In a short Naziris, where he does not have 30 days left to the end of his term, the days of Tumah cannot be included, because as Tosfos explains, the Mitzayra must shave his hair twice, once after Yimei Gomroi, and the second time after Yimei Sifroi. And Ein Gidol Seir Pachas Melam Yoim, a Nazir cannot shave a growth of less than 30 days. Therefore, he must keep another 30 days for his hair to grow in. However, Ben Naziris Meruba, Mislik Nami Silkenlai, in a longer Naziris in which there are 30 days or more remaining after the Hataras HaMetzera, Eilonlai, the Yimei Sifra Begami are included in the Minyan Naziris because his hair will grow in during the final 30 days of Naziris. The Gemara now questions Rav Chisda from two brises. The first brise refers to a later Mishnah regarding Nazir Shoyu Tami Besafik Umuchlit Besafik, a Nazir who was a questionable Tami Meis and a questionable Mitzaira. He must shave his hair four times, twice for the possibility of Mitzaira, once for the possibility of Nazir Tami, and once for Nazir Tar. However, he must wait 30 days before each haircut, because of the possibility that he is now a Nazir and prohibited to cut his hair until the end of the term. Therefore, Eichel B'Kadoshim L'Achar Shishim Yom. He's only permitted to eat from Karbanos after 60 days, when his hair was cut twice, and he's certainly not a Mitzaira anymore. And V'Sheitzi Yayinim Tam L'Meisim L'Achar Me'ah V'Estrim Yom. He's only permitted to drink wine and be metabol mes after 120 days when his hair was cut four times, and he's certainly not a Nazir anymore. This is explained in greater detail later on Daf Samach Amud Aleph. The Braisa adds, "Bamed devar mamurim b'naziris mu'etes." These time periods refer only to a minimum naziris of 30 days. However, b'naziris b'ashana, eichel b'kadoshim l'achar shtei shanim. If he accepted a large naziris of 1 year, he's only permitted to eat karbanos after 2 years when his hair was cut twice, and he is certainly not a mitzvah anymore. And b'sheisayayim metam l'mesam l'achar arba shanim, he's only permitted to drink wine and be metam l'mes after 4 years when his hair was cut four times, and he's certainly not a nazir anymore. The Gemara now asks, v'yisalkadaitach salken le'yayimi, t'yiskele b'shal l'shanim ishloishim yoyim. If we are to say that the meisifrei v'gamrei are included in the count for a large naziris, then why does the Naziris only end after 4 years? The Naziris should end after 3 years and 30 days, as Tosfos explains. After the 2 years, he may take his third haircut even after 30 days, because for the possibility of a Nazir Tame, he may cut his hair immediately, and even for the possibility of Nazir Tar, the year of Yimei Gamrei is included into the Minyan Naziris, and he only waits 30 days for his hair to grow in. This is a proof that even for Naziris Meruba, Ein Oilen Loi. Therefore, since the year of Yimei Gomer is not included in the Minyan Naziris, he must wait 4 years because he may only take his third haircut after 3 full years. The second brisa states, Ein Li Eli Yimei Tuma, Shein Oilen Loi Min HaMinyan, Yimei Chilute Minayin. The Yimei Tuma of a mess are definitely not included in the Minyan Naziris, as the Pasuk states, V'Hayom HaRishonim Yiplu. And the Yimei Chilute of a Mitzara are not included either based on the Kavol Chomer from Nazir B'Kever. A person who takes on Naziris while he is in a cemetery and is a tummy mess. Uman Nazir B'Kever, Shesari Ro L'Tiklachas Naziris, In Oilem Min HaMinyan. If a Nazir B'Kever who is killed, because his hair is suitable for Tiklachas Naziris, and even so, he may not include the tummy days in the Minyan Naziris, Yimei Chilute, She'ein Sari Ro L'Tiklachas Naziris, like Kol Shekein, a Mitzari B'mei Chilute who is Chamer, because his hair is not suitable for Tiklachas Naziris, since it must be cut off for Teklachas Mitzayra, he may certainly not include the Tamei days in the Minyan Naziris. And the Yimei Sifura of Mitzayra are not included either, based on the Mamatzina from Yimei Chilute. Ma Yimei Chilute ton Teklachas, af Yimei Safra. Both Yimei Chilute and Yimei Safra are similar in that they both require Teklachas. Therefore, just as Yimei Chilute ein Oilen Loi, so too Yimei Sifra ein Oilen Loi. However, Yimei Hezgeri Oilen Loi, because Yimei Chilute and Yimei Hezgeri are not similar. Because Yimei Chilutei ton taglachas may be carbon. He requires taglachas and carbonus mitzaira. And Yimei Hezgeroi ain't ton taglachas ve'ain may be carbon. He does not require taglachas and carbonus. This explains why our Mishnah rules that Yimei Sefer ve Yimei Gamrei ain't oilem in a minyan because ton taglachas may be carbon. because in turn taglachas ve'en mebe carbon. The Gemara now concludes its proof. The Braisa cannot refer to a Nazir's Mo'etis because, as the Rosh explains, we do not need a Kal V'Chaimer to teach Ein Oinloi because after Teglachas Metzaira, he must wait 30 days anyway for his hair to grow in. Therefore, Elala B'Nazir's Meruba. The Braisa can only refer to a Nazir's Meruba in which we do need a Kal V'Chaimer for Ein Oinloi because his hair would grow in during the final 30 days of Nazir's. And even so, the Braisa rules She'ein Oinloi Min HaMinyan. This is a proof that Loi Salkin Loi Shema Minah. Zok the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Eliezer Meshumri Bishua, Kol Tama Min HaMes She'Nozim Migalechalau Chayav Nila Al Bias Mikdash. One is liable for the Isser of a Tamei entering the Beis HaMikdash only for the types of Tumas Mes that a Nozir would be obligated in Taglachas Tama. V'Chol Tama Min HaMes She'en HaNozim Migalechalau Ein Chayav Nila Al Bias Mikdash. However, one is not liable for Bias Mikdash for the types of Tumas Mes that a Nozir is not obligated in Taglachas. Remeir disagrees and says, Loite heizu kala min asheretz. Tumas mes, which is chamer, cannot be more lenient than tumas sheretz, that is kill, and just as a tumas sheretz is chayv b'bias mikdash, even though for tumas sheretz a nazir is not obligated for teglachas, so too a tumas mes is chayv b'bias mikdash, even though that for this type of a tumah a nazir is not obligated in teglachas. Zok the Mishnah, Amri b'kiva, damti lefnei Rabbi Eliezer. Kiva says, I once presented the following Kal V'Chaimer before Rabbi Eliezer. Ma'im etzim kisa oira. She'ein emetama odim ba'oyil, ha'nozim megalech amagoy v'amasoi. An etzim kisa oira is kill, because it is not metama ba'oyil, but only b'magu masa. And even so, a nozir is megalech for magu masa, certainly reveres dam. She'metama odim ba'oyil, ein adin she'e ha'nozim megalech amagoy v'amasoi. Reveres dam which is chamer, because it is metama ba'oyil, certainly a nazir must be megaleach for mago masa, and not as the previous Mishnah states, that for a viyas dam, a nazir is not megaleach, only for a chatzilug. Amali, maza Akiva, ein dun kan mi Kal V'Chaimer. Rabbi Eliezer said to me, Akiva, you cannot make this Kal V'Chaimer, but he did not explain. Ukshabasi b'rtzisi dvarm lefnei Rabbishua, Amali, yafa marta, elikain amr halacha. And when I related this to Rabbishua, he said your Kal V'Chaimer was good. However, this is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, as the Braisa explains. Etzim kesa'ira halacha. A nazir is megaleach on a etzim kesa'ira only through a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. V'revi'ez dam Kal V'Chaimer. You wish to apply this halacha to revi'ez dam through a Kal V'Chaimer. Ve'in doni Kal V'Chaimer me'halacha, and one cannot derive a halacha through a Kal V'Chaimer from a halacha that was taught halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Hanulach perka, and God, we have Baruch Hashem completed the seventh perak of Masechtas Nazir, and we'll begin the eighth parak, Shnei Nazirim, in the next daf, Be'ezras Hashem.